Hill Avenue Academy. Will Hot Dog Clunk become human? Let's begin. Bonk, bonk, bonk. What's that? That is the sound of Hot Dog Clunk. Who? Hot Dog Clunk. What's he doing? Well, I'll tell you. Hot Dog Clunk was a retired footballer. He loved everything to do with football. He loved the jumping, the running, the kicking, the cheering, the chatting, the hugging. He even liked the falling down in the mud. But Hot Dog Clunk was not just a retired footballer. He was a retired robot footballer. Hot Dog Clunk was 65 years old, with a rusty scar down one side of his robot face. It was from a footballing accident, and despite his scar, he was a very happy robot, with orange screws in his ears. He had a big purple mohawk haircut, and his catchphrase was, "Who wants hot dogs?" He lived at 11 Strange Street, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. People said his personality was ebullient and sweet, and he wore blue trousers and black shoes. His other catchphrase was, "It's hot dog time," and he had some pet bacon. But he never ate bacon. No, he ate hot dogs. All the time. And as this story begins, Hot Dog Clunk is playing football. Bonk, bonk, bonk. He was bouncing the ball against the wall and dreaming of the old days when he used to play football professionally. Bonk, bonk, bonk. That's Hot Dog Clunk kicking the football against the wall. But Hot Dog Clunk was very old.
65 years old, he sighed. That's quite old for a human, but even older for a robot.
He sighed once more. Hot Dog Clunk did a lot of sighing these days. Maybe it was because he was getting old and stopped bouncing his ball. No bonk, no bonk, no bonk.
Oh, I'm so bored, he sighed,
and all the lights on the side of his head went out.
Oh dear, I think my batteries are going flat. I'd better recharge myself.
And Hot Dog Clunk plugged himself in and sat down to watch television. He didn't need a remote control. He just pushed a button in his belly, which made him giggle. You should try it sometime. Might make you giggle too. Suddenly, the television clicked on. Click. On the screen was a face, and it was not a nice face. It was Cold Cat Slinky, and everyone knew Cold Cat Slinky was not a nice person at all. Oh no, oh no. Everyone, that is, except Hot Dog Clunk. He thought everyone was just as nice as him.
"I can change your life,"
announced Cold Cat Slinky from the television screen. Hot Dog Clunk's little lights lit up and flashed with delight.
"Oh, I like the sound of that," he said. "If you like the sound of that, then come over to my house and I shall turn you into a human being."
"Well, that's what I've always dreamed of being."
He poked his belly button once more, giggled, and the face on the screen disappeared. But could Hot Dog Clunk leave his home and his life and become a human? He sighed and wondered. He looked about 11 Strange Street. It was a nice home. In fact, it was a mansion. It had 699 rooms. Any house over 7 or 8 rooms is officially called a mansion. And this was a mansion. There was a gold guest room, a ruby red football pitch, an American candy room, a ketchup room where there was a big red splosh, a mayo room where there was an explosion of edible white, a mustard room which was as yellow as a stick of lightning, a room full of flags, a trophy room, and a zoo room which contained a mightily tall giraffe. All around were golden statues of footballers, and in the impeccable transparent kitchen, luxurious, luscious berries were waiting to be eaten. On the shelf was the gold medal he had won for footballing. Above the mansion was a big, bright rainbow. He sighed again, unplugged himself and said,
"I shall become a human. My dream will come true."
And he headed for the door.
What happened next?
Colcat Slinky was not a nice person. I told you that already, but what I haven't told you is Colcat Slinky lived in a very weird forest. It had purple trees, which is pretty weird already, a pink puddle of mud, and a big hologram of the moon. You could hear people jaywalking on the gravel path, and far off was a tall creature with no face, hiding behind a tree. Above the forest, in the black sky, floated black, ghostly, galleon-like clouds in an abyss of darkness. Black mist filled the air. The trees all around had scratch marks, and it was a dark and gloomy place, full of short, ugly grass. Iridescent, pristine blue waters flowed through the forest, and you could hear the gurgling of the poisonous pink puddle, popping and growling. It was a death-dealing forest of doom, where sometimes there was an eerie, deathly silence. In the middle was an old log cabin, with a door which squeaked open like an abandoned rocking chair. And on the windows were spiders, and in the log cabin lived Coldcat Slinky. A knock came to the door. Knock, knock, knock. And Coldcat Slinky woke up.
"Who's knocking at my door at this hour?"
she hissed, and got out of her black bed. Then she suddenly said,
"To be nothing is good. To be bad is something."
It was her catchphrase, and she said it a lot. She might say it again later. Coldcat Slinky was an alien, and was 627 years old, which is very old for a human, but quite young for an alien. She wore pink pants and had 50 eyes, which is a lot of eyes, even for an alien. Her hands could hypnotise, and so could her eyes, all 50 of them. She could even hypnotise people with her knuckles, and she loved to stare at people. Her favourite foods were junk, goo, slime, slugs, snot, and more gross things, and raw meat. She had spikes all down her back, which made sleeping very difficult. Perhaps that was why she was always so grumpy. She always wore a pink hat. In fact, she was wearing it as she opened the door. Creak went the door, and standing on the doorstep of the log cabin was Hot Dog Clunk, and the nasty wind was almost pushing him to the ground.
"I want to be a human," said Hot Dog.
And Colcat said,
"Then come in."
And what happened next happened in the flashiest of flashes. Coldcat Slinky hypnotised Hot Dog with her knuckles, and he fell into a deep, deep sleep. Coldcat quickly got out her instruction manual. But this was not a book on how to turn robots into humans. It was a book on how to turn robots into cats. At that moment, Slinky Coldcat let out a loud hiccup, which woke Hot Dog from his hypnotised deep sleep, and he saw what she was reading. Hot Dog screamed, "Ah!" and he ran from the log cabin. He ran past the purple trees, the pink poisonous puddle, through the iridescent pristine blue waters, but there was no eerie silence in the forest that night. It was filled with the sound of Hot Dog Clunk screaming, "Ah!" He ran all the way home, plugged himself in, recharged himself, and picked up his football.
"Oh, I think I'm much, much happier as a robot," he sighed, and started playing with his ball.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.